This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong's pro-democracy Stand News outlet announced Wednesday it's shutting down operations following a police raid on its offices earlier in the day. Six current or former senior staff members of the online news outlet were arrested on charges of, quote, conspiracy to publish a seditious publication. More than 200 uniformed and plainclothes officers took part in the raid. Stand News issued a statement saying acting editor-in-chief Patrick Lam has resigned and all of its employees have been terminated. Authorities in Hong Kong have cracked down on pro-democracy forces since China's passage of a strict national security law in 2020 in response to mass, sometimes violent, anti-government protests in the previous year. The crackdown has transformed the Asian financial hub from a semi-autonomous city to one increasingly under Beijing's authoritarian control. In China, the northwestern city of Xi'an entered its seventh consecutive day of lockdowns as the number of new COVID-19 infections continues to rise. The city reported 151 domestically transmitted cases on Tuesday, bringing the total number of new cases since December 9th to 1,000. Residents are prohibited from driving even within city limits unless for work, with violators facing 10 days in detention and up to $78 in fines. Residents are already banned from leaving their homes unless they have essential jobs. And former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Nevada's longest-serving member of Congress, has died of pancreatic cancer. He was 82. Reid retired in 2016 after serving in the U.S. Congress as a Democrat for more than three decades. He was in both the Senate and the House. This is VOA News. An Israeli was wounded in a shooting attack on the Gaza border on Wednesday, the military said, after a rare visit to Israel by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas drew condemnation from the enclave's Hamas rulers. The Israeli military said it responded to the shooting with tank fire, targeting Hamas posts in the northern Gaza Strip. Gaza health officials said three Palestinian farmers were wounded. Israel's defense minister Benny Gantz hosted Abbas in his home late Tuesday. It was the Palestinian leader's first such visit to Israel in more than a decade. Following their talks, the Israeli Defense Ministry announced a series of what it described as confidence-building measures that would ease the entry of hundreds of Palestinian business people into Israel. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the shooting attack from Gaza, which the Israeli military said slightly wounded the civilian. The border has been largely quiet since an 11-day war between Israel and Gaza militants in May. The meeting followed several Palestinian attacks on Israelis in recent weeks in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem. Palestinians also complain of attacks by Israeli settlers. Human rights campaigners in Senegal have called for an end to caste-based discrimination after village elders refused to allow the burial of a woman reputedly to ward off misfortune. The woman, who belonged to the griot caste, known as musicians and traditional storytellers, died on December 25th. She was finally buried in a neighboring village after days of tense argument, according to local media. A video shared widely online in recent days showed a local woman complaining that the elders in the village, some 100 kilometers from the capital of Dakar, had refused to allow the dead woman to be buried there. In the video, the local woman called on President Macky Sall to intervene. Several rights organizations said in a statement late Tuesday that they strongly condemned this illegal act by the village chief. They called on state authorities to find a solution to the situation without delay. The organizations were the African Meeting for the Defense of Human Rights, the Senegalese League of Human Rights, Amnesty International Senegal, and Africa Jam Center. They also urged the country's religious authorities to continue efforts to end caste-based discrimination. And Australia is undergoing a dramatic increase in new coronavirus infections driven by Omicron, posting nearly 18,300 infections on Wednesday, well above Tuesday's previous high of around 11,300. Despite the rapid spread of the Omicron variant, the Prime Minister has so far ruled out lockdowns, urging people to focus on the number of patients admitted to hospitals. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.